This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory on Tuesday. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We continue to receive reports of significant displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, you know them as UNRWA, informs us this morning that nearly 47,000 people have sought refuge in 58 UNRWA schools across the Gaza Strip. Our supplies across Gaza remains at only 6 to 8 hours per day on average due to damage sustained to feeder lines and networks.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. A militant strike in Gaza has resulted in two deaths. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The Israeli authorities have announced two deaths from a Gaza militant strike. Police say a strike launched from Gaza has killed two Thai workers inside a packaging plant in southern Israel, as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continue to trade attacks. A rescue service says it transported another seven wounded people to the hospital after the projectile attack. It comes as Palestinians across Israel and the occupied territories go on strike in a rare collective action against Israel's policies. With the war in Gaza showing no sign of abating, the general strike could again widen the conflict.
This is VOA News.